You're listening to the Flight School Podcast. I'm Jen Lafine, an accountability and mind management coach for solopreneurs. In this podcast, we are going to challenge those things that are holding us back from reaching our greatest potential. Things like mind drama, procrastination, old stories, doubt, and staying stuck in confusion. So if you're ready to start bringing your dreams to life, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's take flight. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Flight School Podcast. I am Jen Lafine, your accountability and mind management coach. Today, we are going to be talking about momentum and especially how to get your momentum moving again. So how are you all doing on your journey of taking flight? Do you need that little boost of momentum? Well, that is what we're going to talk about today. But before we begin, let's talk a bit about what exactly momentum is. Momentum is a flow that keeps you moving forward. And I'm not going to call it being in a flow state because that is something that is a little bit different. But when you are in a state of momentum, when you're working on your goals, you feel drawn almost as if there's a force behind you gently propelling you forward. You are doing the work and experiencing movement towards what you want. And each success you experience keeps pushing you forward. There's a positive energy to what you're doing and feeling, and it feels so good. I really love momentum. But there's also a very realistic cycle to momentum, which a lot of people don't understand. And I want to share a little bit about that with you now. I like to think of the cycle of momentum like a roller coaster. The highs or the hills always lead to a low or a dip, and that cycle keeps repeating until the ride ends. So when you fall out of momentum, it is very tempting to think that something has gone wrong and that you won't be able to figure out how to get the momentum back. Do you know what I mean? And this can cause us a lot of unnecessary stress and doubt, not only in what we're trying to create, but in our own ability to make things right again. But what if these downtimes in our momentum don't mean anything has gone wrong at all? How much better would it feel if we could learn that they are just a part of the cycle of success and honor that downtime for what it is instead of making up these fantastical stories in our heads that simply aren't true and shaming and guilting ourselves and really making ourselves feel bad about this downtime? Wouldn't it just be so much better if we could just make that be all about rest and not make it personal? So while I am an advocate of honoring the flow of momentum, I am not an advocate of staying stuck in the downtime any longer than necessary. How do you know if you're stuck in this downtime? Well, one of the biggest indicators that I see is that you spend a lot more time focused on avoidance behaviors, such as procrastinating, making excuses, and perfectionist thinking. These are the behaviors that we default to in order to avoid taking action. Your roller coaster is ready to begin climbing the hill again, and you are choosing to stay stuck on the flat part of the ride. And if you want to learn more about these avoidance behaviors, which I call buffering behaviors, please go into my podcast library and listen to the episode on the big bad buffering behaviors that are keeping you stuck. And I'll also link to that show in the show notes. There's a lot more explanation there for you. But if you've been at the bottom of the roller coaster hill and you're ready to start building momentum again and you want to take a little positive action to help yourself along, I have 5 tips to help you get moving again. Tip number 1, stop focusing on your struggle. There is something in our brain called the reticular activating system that is responsible for finding whatever we tell it to look for. For example, I've decided that I want to own a Mini Cooper convertible. I've made this a goal for me to have one by next summer. Now, wherever I go, I see Mini Coopers, which I never noticed before. As a matter of fact, the other day I was driving down the road and there was a Mini Cooper in front of me and behind me. I sent the message to my brain that I wanted one, and now they are literally everywhere. I notice them everywhere. This is a fun example of using the reticular activating system, but there are a lot of negative ways that we use it without even realizing it. When we are experiencing something like downtime in our goal momentum and we make it mean something it's not because we don't understand the cycle of momentum, our brain takes that as a sign to find more supporting evidence of struggle. It goes to work looking for struggle and it always finds it. It will be quick to draw your attention to all the things that are going wrong and allow space for your doubt and fear to creep in and get you stuck. Don't let that happen. Instead, honor your downtime for what it is, a natural part of the journey of growth, and don't make it mean something that it's not. All right, tip number two, turn outward. If I'm feeling the push to get moving again and I can't quite get myself going, one of the things that works for me is to make it about others. I strongly believe that we lift ourselves by lifting others. I love, love, love writing notes of encouragement to someone who is trying something new or leave a comment on a social media post of someone in my network telling them how they inspire me. It creates a positive energy that always returns to me and gives me the nudge to get moving again. Tip number three to giving your momentum a go is to remember your whys. It is so easy to stay stuck in your comfort cave during a period of momentum downtime. But when you do, you are not getting any closer to your goals, my friend. Having clear whys behind the purpose of your goal serves as an anchor, something to hold onto, something that keeps you from drifting off track. Tip number four, remember the cycle of momentum and what comes down will eventually go back up. Don't make the slow time mean anything more than the downtime is just part of the cycle of success. And finally, tip number five, do the next best thing. Take one tiny action. Get started. Don't wait for motivation. Make your own by taking action. Our brain likes to make a big, hard deal out of taking action, and it really isn't. Push back by doing just one thing. Give yourself permission to start small. And once you do that one small thing, do the next and the next. And before you know it, your momentum will be back again. Do these five things or any one of them and get ready to start climbing that hill of momentum again, my friend. And I would love to hear how this works for you. Share your experience with trying one of these five momentum movers on your social media and tag me at Jen Levine. I would love to leave one of those notes of encouragement to cheer you on. And if you like these ideas and want others to learn about regaining their momentum, please share this episode on your social media and tag me there too. I would really appreciate that. So that's all for this week's show, my friend. I am wishing you lots of momentum in your journey to take flight. Remember, everything you need is already inside you. Your wings are ready. Stop waiting. Let's take flight. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Flight School Podcast. If you want to continue to receive Flight School lessons directly into your podcast feed, please be sure to follow the show. And if you know someone who could benefit from what I teach here on the podcast, why not share this episode with them and help them out? If you are looking for more support to help you spread your wings and fly, please visit my website at www.jenlefine.com/work with me to learn more. Have a great week, and I'll see you again soon.